Yeah, I'll tell you, the Lord has blessed us so good. And family members, thank you, Lord, for this time of the season for Thanksgiving, be home with our families. And I know everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I pray they did. And Christmas coming up, and it's just family time. And I love this time of the year when it's just family time. What greater blessing can you have than your family is healthy and well and maybe around your table? That's a great, great blessing. And we thank the Lord so much for that. 2 Corinthians tonight, chapter 4, and also in chapter 5. 2 Corinthians. So many people are sick and death of loved ones going around. I just got to thinking about myself. You know, you get up, sometimes you have a new hurt. You got a new pain all the time. It's on your back or your side or your hip or something hurting all the time. That's a sign of getting old. I got to thinking about this, getting old. I want to talk about this old house. This old house that I'm talking about, that old bodies. You know, they wear out, don't they? They wear out. Well, God got us another house. As we grow old and we look around us and we look around this world, this day that we're living in, and these old bodies that we're living in, and I know that most of us here tonight is going to understand that growing old, why did God allow these things to happen to us? Why did God allow all these hurts and pains and growing old, and why did he allow that to happen to us? That's to get us ready for our new home. I mean, get us ready for our new home. If we did nothing happen to these old bodies, we wouldn't get ready for a new home. I can guarantee you one thing. If you live long enough on this earth and these old bodies deteriorates enough, I believe every one of us are going to be looking. God, I'm ready for that new home. I'm ready for that new house to house this spirit and this soul in. Because this old house is getting old. And I really do believe, y'all believe that if you live long enough on this earth, enough of pain, enough of agony, enough of sorrow, you'll be ready to go. Thousands of people dies each day. But we know that death is coming, and I'm not here to discourage you. I want to lift you up tonight, but think about death and, you know, what we face, and I know that thousands of people die each day, and every tick of the clock, someone, you know, is going out into eternity. And there's a tick on the clock just for me, and there's a tick on the clock just for you. And death is a fact that we have to face, but it's not a fact that we have to fear, because we know Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And I just want to talk about our new home. And that'll give you some encouragement tonight as you think about these old bodies wearing out, this old life that we're living. As we look around this old world, it looks kind of dark sometimes, don't it? You listen to the news and you look around, but God's still in control. And one of these days, you see, you won't have to worry about these old worries we have here in this life, but God is going to give us a new house. 2 Corinthians, we read a few verses of scriptures there, 16 through 18. These three verses of scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let us pray. Father Jesus, we thank you so much, O God, for this day. Father, we just can look around and see your love and your concern. Father, we see your grace and your mercy all around us today. Father, we can just look into our family's eyes and see the grace and mercy being with us throughout the years. And Father, the old bodies that we have this day, Father, we want to thank you for the blessing throughout the years. And Lord, that you blessed each and every one of us. And as you bring us to another close of the day, and Father, you met our needs for this one day, and we thank you. But we know one thing, Father, we're closer this day to moving out of this old house into a new house that you're going to be making for us in glory. And Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, that we have the future to look forward to. It's going to be a great day coming, Father, when we see you. And Father, when we move out of these bodies of pain and misery and sorrow and difficulties and woe into a new life, Lord, into this new body, place where Jesus Christ is at, where we might look upon him. Father, how well we thank you and praise you here this night. How all this you have all planned out before this world even begun. And we thank you, Father, for who you are and what you're doing. And we ask you, Lord, to bless us just this day, that your name might be glorified. In the name of Jesus, amen. It says in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 15, and deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's whenever Jesus Christ come and he was resurrected from that old grave. He set people free, knowing that that was the first resurrection. And the same power that raised Jesus Christ up, raise us up today. For our fear of death now, we don't have to worry about that. All the time before the Old Testament, they had a fear of death. But now we know there's a resurrection, Jesus Christ. He resurrected, rose from the grave, and we thank him, the power that done that. A person really not ready to live until no longer feared of death and ready to die. Now, I don't want to go tonight, but do you really believe that if you was to go on to be with the Lord tonight, that we'd all be better off? Don't y'all believe that? I really do believe that we would be better off in heaven than would be on this earth. And God knows that too. But we got a time. He leaves us here for a certain reason. But these old bodies, if we look at them and look at this old world, we're going to experience sometimes of moving out of this old house. Have you ever experienced, some of you have moved into a new house? Maybe somebody built a new house and you moved into a new house. Well, one day we're going to move into a new house, a custom design house. And 2 Corinthians, the next chapter, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, we'll read them in just a few minutes. But you see, this old house that we have right here, as you see me tonight, this is not me that you're looking at. This is just that old house. My real me is my spirit and my soul, and that's your spirit and your soul tonight. This is just an old house here, but God's going to make me another house, and that house is going to be made eternity. Now, your body is not you, as I said. You just live in your body, just live in that old house. And a lot of us, senior citizens here tonight, we know what that means. But we see, as we think about this, as we come to church each day, and each day we live our life, every day, you know, we find out we may have another pain comes to us, another morning awakes, another pain. You say, well, I'm a hurting here and I'm a hurting there. How are you doing? Well, I ain't doing too good. I got all this pain going on. Well, really, you're doing real good if you're saved. Now, your old body might not be doing too good. You even take a person, as we talked about with cancer. Now, that person, if they're saved, that old body ain't doing too good. But that spirit and that soul in Christ Jesus is doing real well. Did you know we all doing real well tonight? I know you're probably coming to this building, you got some pains. In the morning, you'll have a few more pains. How you doing? Well, you may not be doing good in this body, but your spirit and your soul is doing real well if you know Christ Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Oh, I tell you, in this verse 16, it says, the outward man, that's that old body. It says perishing, that outward man, that old body is perishing. The inner man being renewed day by day. You know, the soul is a fountain of youth. Did y'all know that? Our soul and our spirit is a fountain of youth. It don't get old. It never gets old. The inner man, that old soul and spirit, never grow old. That old song, never grow old. It's in that old red hymn book, I think, never grow old. You know what? We're really your soul and your spirit. It never grows old. Now, the outward man, that old body, do you know it wears out? I mean, it just wears out. If you ever lived in a new house, if you ever built a new house, moved in that custom design house, you know, there'll be several things you'd like to change and all, but when you move into your new house that God's going to make for you, you won't ever have to worry about changing. But I want to talk about this old body, this old house we're living in right now. There's some things I'd like for you to know about this old house and this new house also as we think about this tonight. To start with, we find out this old house is a God-given desire for this new house. God has given us the desire for a new body because we know this old body is wearing out. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. For we know that if our earthen house, that's talking about this old body, of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a builder of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Now we, as I said, you built your house. I know we built a house, and Joyce did 40 years ago, and right now, boy, it's getting pretty well run down. This old body I'm living in, I'm telling you what, it's getting kind of run down also. But it says there in verse 2, for this we groan. God give us that desire. God give a desire for a new house. Why could we groan in this? God created us to do that. Did y'all know that? Oh, he hurt here, and you know what? I hurt there. God created us to this groaning that we have. Did you know God don't want you to have a body that won't wear out? Had y'all ever thought about that? God don't want you to have a body that don't wear out. I don't know what that does. These TV evangelists want everybody health, wealth, religion. But God don't want you to have a body that won't wear out. He doesn't want you to have a perfect, healthy body all the time either. Did y'all know that? Did y'all ever realize that? That's right. God designed our body to wear out and to run down. Ain't that something? And to decay and be dissolved, it says. Why? Why? Why this pain? And why this old body wearing out? Why is it all this suffering? Why? Well, because we'll have a desire to move out of this body, to move into another body. That's why. If we never had a pain, never wear out, everything was lovely and perfect in these old bodies, we wouldn't have that desire. But I tell you, there's a desire in the heart of every child of God to want to go to heaven and for a new body. That's a desire to give us. Why? Because the longer we live in these bodies, we see this, the groaning that God has made for these bodies and desire to move into this new house. But now this old house that we're living in, right now, it's a perishing condition right now. We're perishing. Every one of us right now, this hour, we're in a condition that we're just perishing right now. It says there in verse 16, outward man perish. Your body is just passing away every day. It's dying. This old body is dying. As I said, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I'm trying to give you some thrill and excitement about our future body that we're going to have. But we know that it's just perishing away every day. But it's also in a painful condition. As I said, I really do believe these old bones start working together, and you got to have this and that, got to have something else done to them. But it's just designed for this old painful condition. Verse 17, it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Don't seem like it's for a moment. You have this pain continuously, does it? Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Just think about that. We groan, painful condition, until we get rid of these old bodies we have. I'm getting older. I got old in a hurry. I don't know about y'all, but I got old in a hurry. I wrote down some things I read about when you're getting old. He says you get old when everything hurts, and what don't hurt don't work. You get a gleam in your eye, it's called from your bifocals. Your knees buckle, but your belt won't. And there were several more. But can you relate to some of that? Can you relate to some of that? It's just a painful condition. But verse 18 that we already read is also a passing condition. Because it said there in that 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Passing condition. There was an old song back in the 50s and 60s, and they used to sing, this old house is getting old. You know, they had to talk about the hinges and the door. They talk about the window panes. And I don't know how that old song goes. This old house is getting older. Y'all remember that old song, this old house? It's getting older. Well, that come right out of the Bible. I read a little history on that. Come right out of the Bible. Ecclesiastes 12 and 3 through 5 is where he talked about this old house getting older and the things about this old house. And it says in verse 3 in that chapter 12, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong man shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. There's two or three more verses of scriptures, but as I get to reading this, I got to think about this old house, that old song, and they took it from these verses of scriptures. And Ecclesiastes 12, verses 3 through 5, the keeper of the house will tremble. That's your hands. And I know that's arthritis, and you know these hands is for your protection, the keeper of the house, to protect your body and for you to work with your body. But you see, there's old keepers who can't protect you no more, and the palsy and we have this old arthritis that sets in. As you get older, you know the keeper of the house is going to get where they don't work as good as they used to work. And then it says, and the strong man shall bow themselves, and that's the knees. They took this from, you know, the knees. You know, they're going to get weaker and weaker, bow down lower and lower. When you get down, you can't get back up. And your knees going to get weaker and weaker, the keeper. And also it says there of the strong man. Now, whenever I was younger, and we'd be out there working, and sometime we'd come up to the fence, and I call them old people. They're about 40 years old or 50. They'd walk around down the fence road down there and open the gate and come in. I'd jump over the fence. And I wonder why they didn't jump over the fence. Now I know why. I know why they don't jump over the fence now. I'd walk down and open the gate now. I'm not going to jump over the fence. Why? These old knees. These old knees. Then it says the grinders shall cease because they are few. Talk about our teeth. They're getting fewer all the time. If you can afford to keep them in, you know, you can put them in a box if you need to, but you see, it's getting, they're getting fewer all the time. And then it says, and those that look out of the window shall be darkened. Now, that's your eyes. You have any problem with that? You have any problem with your eyes? The older you get, you're going to need some help. And thank the Lord for glasses. But the window shall be darkened. You can't see good as you used to. And then that verse 4, in Ecclesiastes 12 and 4, it says, and the door shall be shut in the streets. That means you're hearing. You can't hear what's going on outside so much. What'd y'all say? I can't hear you. You know, you have a problem. We have a problem with hearing, don't we, Jimmy? When we get older, you have a problem. And that's right. He said, and he shall rise at the voice of the birds. I wonder why the older people used to, whenever I had to get up and go to school, and my grandmother, she'd get up with the chickens, and I want to sleep as late as I could. Now I understand why. Now they get up with the roosters. After you lay in there all night, you're ready to get up. It says, and they shall be afraid of that which is high. Afraid. Used to, I'd climb up a tree and jump out of a tree. I'd jump off the top of a barn, and, you know, I'd get up and jump out of a tree and dive into a water, and, you know, wasn't scared of a cliff and all those old high places you go. Not no more. I don't even want to get close enough to look over at one. Yeah, have y'all noticed that? When you get older, you don't get no scary places. Why? We're scared. These steep cliffs. The grasshopper shall be a burden. The grasshoppers. That's the little things that bothers you. Little things that bother you when you get older. Y'all know that? You ever had a cricket in your house hollering when you tried to sleep? A little old bitty cricket. He ain't big as your finger. It'll keep you up all night long. Can't find where that rascal's at. Seems like every room, he's in every room of the house. Little things. It'll bother you, won't it? Y'all with me, aren't you? The almond tree shall flourish. That means, you see, bud. Almond tree, white. Your white hair, your gray hair. If you're looking for it staying long enough to turn gray, mine turns loose. I got young hair. Mine never stayed in long enough to get gray. I got young hair. But the older we get, we know that our hair. Ladies, y'all don't know what color y'all's hair is, do you? Y'all with me, I see. I must be talking to some senior citizens tonight. Y'all must be here with me tonight. And then it says in verse 5, after all that, and man goes to his long home. You know, I use that a lot of time on funerals. I asked you tonight, how many times have you moved different houses since you've been a child? Ain't no telling sometimes how many houses you've moved in. But he's talking about this old body. One of these days, you're going to move your last time. You're going to go to your long home, and you won't move no more. You won't move no more. All these things I just got talking to you about, and I wonder how my health is going to last, but it's not going to last. Why? Because God's getting me ready and getting you ready for my new home, my new house in glory. I'm not going to have the health 20 years from now, 10 years, 5 years I have now. You won't either. Why? God's getting us ready. God given desire. Older you get, the more desire you have that you're going to be looking for an exit out of here. And then we find out God ordained design for our new home. In 2 Corinthians 5:1, we have a builder of God's house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. supernatural house, not made with hands. God himself have designed this house. Jesus Christ said, you know what, I go away. And I'm going to prepare a place for you that he have, a new home, a new house in glory. And it's going to be a supernatural body and supernatural made. Designed eternal in heaven. That song, never grow old, no, never grow old. When we get these new bodies and this new house, I tell you, we will never, never, ever grow old. No more. We'll be in the land of the no mores. No more pain, no more crying, no more sorrow. We'll be in the land of no more, and these old bodies will be here on this earth. Going back to this old earth, we'll be made a new body, a resurrection body, fashioned for heaven, that we'll be able to enjoy heaven. That's the reason we're going to have a new body. Because, you see, we couldn't enjoy heaven in these old bodies. These old bodies got to be done away with. The real me and the real you, the spirit, the soul, it's going to go back to be with the Lord. And that time is waiting for those old bodies to raise from that grave, the resurrection. And we're going to have a new body. And that soul and that spirit unites with these new bodies. It will be a body fashioned that I can enjoy heaven. Because, you see, a Model T automobile wouldn't have much success out on the speedways of the Daytona 500 today. And these old bodies wouldn't be too good in heaven. But we're going to have a new body, designed eternal in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 and 4 also tells us, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. What are we going to look like in this new house that we're going to have? 1 John 3 and 3 says, and every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Then he says, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Designed, he's going to design us to be satisfied. I'm going to be satisfied in glory. Are y'all? I guarantee you. Building this new house. Now, as I said, that we was fortunate enough and blessed to build a new house. Joyce and myself, and some of y'all have too. But you won't be in that rascal 3 weeks before you said, I wish I'd done so and so. You build 14 more houses, and you won't never get one just like you want after you live in it for a while. You wished I'd done so-and-so to this house. Well, I guarantee you, in this new house, the eternal house, in the God-given house, you'll be satisfied. Never been a home made where you're absolutely satisfied after living in it for a while. But you'll be satisfied in this house you're living in, I can assure you of that, by the Word of God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 and on. Let me read to you what it says. For our conversation is in heaven, that's our lifestyle, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change these vile bodies, this old vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I wrought not. For I am in a strait, which between two have a desire to depart and to be with Christ. Paul says it's far better. As I said, it'd be far better for us. I don't want to leave this earth right now. I don't want to die tonight, really. I want to stay with my loved ones. Don't y'all? I really don't. But I believe what the Word of God says. I believe what Paul says. He says, I believe being with Christ will be far better. He's getting me ready. And he's getting you ready. And whenever we can say this, well, I'm looking to be far better than I am in this life. And that's the reason all these things are going to happen to us. I'm looking for to be far better. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. It'd be far better. 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7 also it says, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in these bodies, we're absent from the Lord. We're going to have all these problems as long as we're here in these old bodies. It says in verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God giving deed now, you got a deed to your new home. Everybody got a deed to their house? You got one to your new home. 2 Corinthians 5 and 5 says, "Now he that has wrought us for the same thing is God, who also have given unto us a earnest of the Spirit." Now he's given us a deed to this new home, this new house that God has made for us. Now this deed that he's given you is a sovereign work of God. It says God have wrought it. This is what God had in mind before this earth was ever thought of in the mind of man. We move out of this house, this old house right here, it's going back to dust and earth. God's got some better things in mind. The deed he's already given us. It is God's spiritual witness. It says in that verse 5 that I read, the earnest of the Spirit. You know, I'm confident in this because that earnest means a down payment. Whenever we get saved, the Spirit seals us to that day we get out of these old bodies and we get into these new ones. The Spirit seals us. The earnest, the down payment. That is the witness of the Spirit of God with your spirit. I know this. I'm confident in this, that I'm going to heaven. I'm going to have a new body one of these days. I'm confident in that. Are y'all confident in that? That we're going to have a new body, and it's going to be not going to be like this old body. And it's passing by so very, very fast. But the last thing is God's sure word that all this is true. How do we know all this is true by God's sure word? Well, Romans 10 and 17 says, So then, faith come by hearing by the word of God. It tells us over and over and over in the word of God that we're going to have a new home. So, I know probably we'll have a pain probably tomorrow. You might have some sickness tomorrow. Might be some sorrow and difficult tomorrow. Well, when we do have this, just remember, when your back hurts, you got some problems, God's just getting us ready for this brand new home we're going to have in glory. That's all there is to it. God's just getting us ready. And that ought to give us some great, great uplifting to know in one of these days this old world going to pass away, there's going to be a brand new world. Verse 8 and 9, it says, "For we are confident, I say, not willing rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him," is what we're looking for in Christ Jesus. I'm looking for a time to move out of this old body. As I said, I don't really want to die tonight. I might die before daylight. I might die before I walk out of this building. I don't know. I know that one day that old clock is ticking. And when it hits for me, I'm going to move out of this old body. I'm going to move out of this old house. Every one of us. Every one of us. But God has already got us another place. He's got me a brand new house. And I'm going to tell you, it's a supernatural house. It's an eternally house. And I'll tell you what, I'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied, won't you? I'm going to let you go early tonight, Miss Norris. If y'all want to go home, we're just going to ask you to stand up this time and we will be dismissed. Brother Darrell Walker, you might give us a benediction, please.